Now, one thing that's going to be obvious to anybody who's been listening to these audio boos from Cavan is that we haven't really spent an awful lot of time talking about the horse race here, and it is particularly exciting. Two sitting Fianna Fáil TDs defending their seats, with strong challenges coming in from the left and the right, if you like, from Fianna Gael on one hand trying to push up from 1 to 3, and Sinn Féin trying to bring young Catherine Riley across the win line. I didn't talk about it because I thought there was lots of really fascinating policy issues around Cavan and the border and not far removed from Dublin. But I'm with Daniel Downey now. Daniel, what's your sense of that horse race? How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I think you definitely hit the nail on the head when you're talking about policies, because they're the things that are going to be dictating who votes for who, more than just allegiance in this race. So, for example, Sinn Féin are definitely on the up, and I think Catherine Riley is guaranteed a seat based on the fact that Sinn Féin are tackling the economic issue. I mean, they're talking about burning the bondholders, and it is talking to the people, and the people are hearing that, and it really is. Apart from the Republican vote, apart from the vote of allegiance, it's definitely something that makes sense to people. And a lot of people are going for it.
Now, just on that point, before we move on to the Fine Gael side of the equation, Lance, I mean, I'm sure you're absolutely right on that score, but it's not a message that seems to be resonating for Sinn Féin, particularly further south. Do you think there's a cultural reason, perhaps, why Sinn Féin's voice is getting heard
definitely
here?
Definitely. There's an openness to trying to listen to Sinn Féin, and we've noticed further south, there seems to be a blockage where when Sinn Féin tries to advocate its economic policy, it's shut off almost immediately without any kind of open analysis. Whereas people are actually asking for Sinn Féin's policies and asking, what is this? Because we see it in mainstream news and it's not being fleshed out. So the people are asking for that. And economics is playing a big role locally here as well because of the border situation, which we touched on in policies earlier.
Okay. So that's the Sinn Féin side. They're getting a good hearing. You think there's a good chance they're going to bring Catherine across the win line. The other side, Fine Gael trying to push up from one retiring TD to three new TDs.
I think Fine Gael are, countrywide, they're going to do well. And countywide also. This constituency is leaning towards a strong party. They're leaning towards someone who can deliver. And they think that Fine Gael are a party which will do that. And Fine Gael have an excellent PR machine all across the country, particularly here as well. They've always had a very strong presence. And I think they're certainly capitalising on Fianna Fáil's disintegration in this area.
I mean, this is something that Fianna Fáil people, and even Fine Gael people, will say, is that there's almost an allergic reaction, potentially, for Fianna Fáil voters to actually cross that old civil war divide. How real do you think that is in this election?
It's definitely there, but less so than usual. I mean, this election is, as I was saying earlier, it's about mortgage and makeup. It's about the necessities and the conveniences. And that is, thankfully, it's disintegrating the old blind allegiances that come across, particularly the civil war, as you're talking about. And I think that's what Fine Gael have been pushing lately. They're not pushing, this is what we stand for historically. It's this is what we stand for the future. And that's what's gaining them the votes here in the county.
That's great. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks very much.
Thank you.